I'd like to welcome you back to the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Carnes. So I hope you'll stick around for another hour of swinging jazz sounds. Now, back in 1957, the three magazines that covered jazz was Playboy, Downbeat, and Metronome. And in that year, they did a poll of who the outstanding instrumentalists were, and Barney Kessel was voted first on guitar, Ray Brown was voted first on bass, and Shelly Mann was voted first on drums. So naturally the inclination was to put together an album with these three poll winners, and Contemporary Records did just that. And so in 1957 they appropriately titled the album The Poll Winners, and they hear they're playing pianist Duke Jordan's classic bop composition, Jordu. That was the poll winners, comprised of our highlight artists, Barney Kessel on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, Shelly Mann on drums. That was cut on a Contemporary label in March of 1957. And what's up next, Al?
Well, we're going to carry over our autumn theme for a short time from the first hour. This time it will feature Oscar Peterson on piano, and this is from a Pablo LP entitled Oscar Peterson and John Faddis. John, however, will be sitting this one out. Oscar's going to do this solo, and he's going to do the John Cosma, Johnny Mercer tune, Autumn Leaves. Autumn Leaves, featuring Oscar Peterson. That was from a LP on the Pablo label released in 1975, entitled Oscar Peterson and John Faddis.
Well, when Barney Kessel first got his notoriety, it was with the Oscar Peterson Trio. He worked with Oscar and along with Ray Brown in 51 and 52 before he gravitated to the West Coast and started recording for the contemporary jazz label. So we're going to do something by the Oscar Peterson, under Oscar Peterson's name, on a Clef label in December of 51. And here, along with Barney and Ray Brown, Oscar does Judge and Ira Gershwin, Strike Up the Band. Thank you. right. That was Strike Up the Band, written by George and Ira Gershwin. So tastefully done there by the Oscar Peterson Trio, with Oscar, of course, on piano, Ray Brown on bass, and our highlight artist of the week, Barney Kessel on guitar. It was cut in about 1951 on a Clef LP that was eventually burned to a Verve CD.
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by tenor saxophone artist Hank Mobley. This is from a Blue Note LP released in 1960 entitled Soul Station. Features Hank on tenor sax, Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. And Hank wrote this tune. He entitled it Dig Dis. Thank you. Dig This, a tune written by Hank Mobley and featuring Hank there on tenor sax, Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. It was from a Blue Note LP released in 1960 entitled Soul Station.
All right, next, another track by our highlight artist, guitarist Barney Kessel. And this is from the contemporary album, Barney Kessel Volume 1, Easy Like. And on this particular track, we've got Bud Shank. I think he does flute on this track. Arnold Ross on piano. Harry Babison on bass. And the great Shelly Mann. We played that track a little while back on the Pole Winners with Shelly Mann on drums along with Ray Brown and our highlight artist, Barney Kessel. And here they do George Shearing's Lullaby of Birdland. That was Barney Kessel doing George Shearing's classic Lullaby of Birdland. Of course, George Shearing was a great pianist in his own right. And the flute work there was by Bud Shank, a longtime West Coast bopper. That was from an album called Easy Like Volume 1 on a contemporary label, which highlighted the work of Barney Kessel.
Well, next we'll hear from Coleman Hawkins. This is from a Pablo LP entitled Sirius. That's spelled the same way as the satellite location, but obviously from the time frame, has nothing to do with it. And this happens to be the Hawks' last studio album. It was recorded in 1966, and then he died in 1969. But Pablo didn't get around to releasing it till 1974. And it features the Hawk on tenor sax, Barry Harris on piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Eddie Locke on drums. And they do a Jimmy McHugh, Dorothy Fields tune entitled Don't Blame Me. Thank you. Don't Blame Me, featuring Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, Barry Harris on piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Eddie Locke on drums. That was from a Pablo LP released in 1974 entitled Sirius.
We're going to continue with our highlight to guitarist Barney Kessel. This is from his contemporary album, Volume 2, Barney Kessel. Barney plays standards. This is not a standard we're going to play, however. This is a thing written by Barney Kessel called Barney's Blues. And the personnel, I believe, is Bob Cooper on, maybe on oboe on this particular track. We'll have to listen. We have very few tracks in our collection where we have a jazz artist playing oboe. Hampton Hawes on piano, Red Mitchell on bass, Shelly Mann on drums. Let's listen to Barney's Blues. That's Barney's Blues, written by Barney Kessel there on guitar. And you got a rare opportunity to listen to Bob Cooper, who's a really good tenor sax man, extol on the oboe.
Well, next we'll hear from Vibus Milt Jackson. He leads a group here on an LP on a Crescendo label entitled Wizard of the Vibes. In addition to Milt, we'll hear from J.J. Johnson on trombone, Al Cohn on tenor sax, Henry Renaud on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Charlie Smith on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by Jimmy Campbell, Reg Conley, and Ted Shapiro entitled If I Had You. Thank you. As If I Had You, featuring Milt Jackson on vibes, J.J. Johnson on trombone, Al Cohn on tenor sax, Henry Renaud on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Charlie Smith on drums. That was from an album entitled The Wizard of the Vibes, released on the Crescendo label in 1972. The Crescendo label is a reissue label. I think that was originally recorded in France. The piano player there, Henry Renaud, was both a record company executive and producer on the Mode Cerie label in France. So I think that was released on that label originally in 1969.
All right, we're now going to dip into our potpourri of Barney Castle performances and compositions, and this is from the contemporary album put out by that particular label for Barney Kessel. As I noted previously, there were four LPs put out by Contemporary featuring Barney. This is Barney Kessel Volume 3, To Swing or Not to Swing. And along with Barney, we have one of our old buddies that you'll hear on the show quite often, Harry Sweets Edison, who was in the Count Basie band for about 10 years. And so let's listen to, I believe that has Georgie Ault here on tenor sax, and Jimmy Rollins on piano, Red Mitchell on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. They do an old standard written in the 30s by Andy Razoff called Louisiana. Our spotlight artist of the week, Barney Kessel on guitar, doing Louisiana. And that particular track was spotlighted mostly the delightful trumpet of Harry Sweets Edison.
Well, next we'll hear from pianist Mose Allison. This is from an LP entitled I Love the Life I Live. And this particular album was a demo album that I picked up in a record store somewhere in one of the south suburbs of Chicago years ago. And it was actually a demo looking for a label. Mose had previously been active on the scene as a sideman, mostly for tenor saxes, Zoot Sims, and the likes of that. So this was the first effort on his own. And here he's backed by Henry Grimes on bass and Paul Moichen on drums. And it's a tune he wrote entitled Hittin' on One.